You are now listening to the New Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time at bringdowntheband.com, and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7th. The entire crew is here. Starting off with my man Longevity, rocking the Jesus is King hoodie. I see you over there. Exclusive joint. Kanye must have turned my band. You either listen to the album or something has changed because that hoodie is fresh. I don't know if that's what you got.
This is made by Marilyn Manson. I don't know.
Oh, it's made by Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, no, well, disregard that. Sorry.
No, it's not. How did Norbert say it? No, it's not. That's not science.
I don't know who. I don't remember who made it. But
that hoodie is cold.
I saw the logo and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty."
I might
cool.
get one of those. That hoodie is. You still got the link?
Yeah.
Whoever that is, I don't know who the artist is, but we're gonna give you shameless plug or free plug right here. That's dope. My man Jay Moore is in the building. What's happening, man?
You know, blessed, highly vaccinated, trying to avoid this Omarion that's out here.
Omarion?
Yeah, that's a new variant.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
and, got the ice box.
And all his remixes.
Yeah, yeah. So,
touch.
The Rona ain't going to have me missing Christmas dinner a second year in a row. That. I heard that.
My man DJ J Diff is in the building. What's happening, man?
Salutations.
Well, you fresh today, man. I don't know where it come from, but the Lord been blessing you. I see you.
Thanks, man.
My guy, he eat fresh to death today. Like that ensemble, brother.
Appreciate it.
Red August is in the building. If you can't hear, he's giggling. I don't know if you can hear that, but he giggles throughout the course of the show. But we appreciate him for his on-site production.
Mike really loves the word giggle.
He giggles. That's what he does.
It's one of your favorite words.
Yeah,
do I say giggle a lot?
You use it frequently.
Okay. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
I say it like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever,
giggle.
Man. Shout out to the chat as well. We see y'all. Appreciate that activity.
That's what his mom and them used to tell him when he would be in the back seat.
Stop giggling.
Yeah.
Stop giggling. Get your carrots.
That's what my mom would say. Okay, Long. Eat your carrots. Stop giggling.
In the back seat.
Sound like Nugget, which you actually found, by the way.
I don't think your mom, Duke, said eat your carrots.
She didn't. But Long found Nugget. He didn't want to give me my peas last week, but.
Peas and carrots.
Just so you know, he actually found nougat in the store, like I said.
Like that you and, never heard of.
But I said that you ate nougat as a child. That's what I said.
But I just
ate
I
nougat
never
as a grown up too.
Yeah.
I mean,
never
but, you found it though. Y'all was trying to play me like it don't exist. That's all I'm saying.
Trump logic is so ridiculous.
No, it's not. We're going to talk about Trump, but no, it's not. That's what you said though, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, maybe.
All right.
But maybe not. I didn't eat bowls of nougat as a child.
I did that.
Yeah. Oh, you did. It's documented.
Did I say bowls?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We have to pull the tape it's up.
Specifically white folks, I think.
I know Jay Moore hinted to white folks.
No, that was what was implied.
And then I said, I think everybody likes nougat. Okay. I think everybody likes nougat.
If you can appreciate had, a, good had some sort of Mars candy bar, you've had nougat
at some point.
Yeah. Yes.
Fair enough.
A bowl of nougat. No.
Just nougat on its own.
And to be honest, to be fair, the nougat that I found.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that it was nougat.
That ain't real nougat.
I knew it was nougat.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
It's like peppermint it's just chewy peppermint.
What did it say on the wrapper, though? With
the Christmas.
I mean, on the
bag, it said Christmas nougat.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
A lot of people lie on packaging.
That's true.
That's fair enough. Fair enough.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's jump.
Brand new and healthy chocolate just for you.
Yeah. Let's jump into this first topic.
What up, BK?
I got a random here. I want to see what you guys think. There's a list that I came across. Been doing some binge watching of random movies, you know, watching old sports movies and stuff like that. So there's a list of the top fictional sports characters in movies. I think this list is good, but I want to check your temperature to see if you guys think that anything is missing. Now, it's too big. It's like 100 people that's listed. You saw Walter Matthau from what was he the coach?
Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears. But he was like
I more appreciate him from Grumpy Old Man.
Grumpy Old Man. But he was like 60.
And Dennis the Menace.
But he was like 60th. So I'm gonna start around the 20s, and see what y'all think. Now I think this is low. They got Ivan Drago listed at 27.
If he dies, he dies.
To me, Drago should be way higher than 27. No?
Everyone who associated Rocky should be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Anybody else before I continue?
Nah,
I think Drago's low. Drago's low to me at 27. That's just my opinion. Then they got Steve Nebraska from the movie The Scout. I don't even know who that is. I don't know.
I've never seen The Scout.
Frasier, but yeah.
Billy Hoyle at 25 is too low. I love Billy Hoyle.
What's the top ones? Where are the top ones?
You want to go to the top?
Yeah, let's see. If it's not Rocky, then...
All right, I'll go to the
top 10 or something.
Top 10? What's the top? Yeah.
Let me scroll down because it's got to jump.
You got to understand, some of these characters are culturally biased, too. So you might notice somebody that a majority of people may not notice.
Because I'm thinking of people like Tom Shepard. A lot of people ain't gonna.
They're not gonna know Tom Shepard.
They ain't gonna know Tom Shepard. So
Billy Hoyle is like White Man Can't Jump, right?
Yeah. I'm not mad at Billy Hoyle. Sidney Dean. Y'all want to start at 10 and go down?
Sidney Dean. Yeah.
All right. So let's go to 10. So,
Jesus
Gordon Bombay.
Oh yeah,
Mighty Ducks.
They have him at 10.
Okay. As an athlete, well, I guess he was a hockey player that became a coach.
He was a coach.
Y'all cool with that?
I don't know. It depends where the rest are.
All right.
I mean, I really like that movie, but.
Bobby Boucher is number 9.
I'm with that.
All right. You with that?
I agree.
Okay, the Water Boy. Number 8, Jesus Shuttlesworth. I'm good with this.
I can dig that.
All right.
He got game.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
Let's see, indeed.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Sandlot. I'm not mad at this.
The only thing about that is Sandlot as a whole is an epic sports movie.
He went pro, though.
But Benny the Jet wasn't even the star of the movie.
No. That's
he wasn't, but I don't know, man.
Is this ranked on like skill of these players or is it ranked on...
I think they're looking at it from...
They can't because Gordon Bombay was a coach.
But he was like a child star, right?
Yeah. You could say that.
I don't know. Anyways, let's see what it was.
Sandlot was cold, though, by the way. That's one of my favorite
movies.
Yeah,
like top 5 sports movies.
Scott Howard and Teen Wolf.
See?
Yes, no.
So you see what I'm saying?
They missed the mark on that.
Did they miss the mark on that?
Absolutely. There's no way that he should be top 10. Teen Wolf or not.
I could think of... There's somebody that's got to be able to replace him. We'll be talking top.
Bow Wow could replace him.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about Bow Wow.
Teen Wolf was more about him being the wolf to me and clowning and whatever.
Maybe more than him playing basketball. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they're doing a combination of both. Happy Gilmore at 5.
I can
top 5?
Yeah, he's up there.
I can G for him being top 10.
Top 10? Okay.
Go in your hole.
Daniel LaRusso is number 4. I'm not mad at this.
I'm mad at this because honestly,
he Daniel LaRusso.
No, wasn't particularly good at karate. I don't think Mr. Miyagi.
He won a tournament.
Low key, he was a bully.
Mr. Miyagi wasn't really a great teacher.
He won a tournament.
He's low key the whole problem behind that movie.
He
moved to California and decided he liked somebody that already had a boyfriend.
Wait a minute.
That wasn't really the case though.
I don't know. Kinda.
Thank you, Long.
Kinda. A little bit.
I mean, they were on the outs.
She wasn't really messing with
him.
They
might have
like
been
that,
on the outs, but he had a little smart mouth on him.
Yeah.
They got him beat up, and then he wanted to learn karate.
You better learn
and
that.
Then he time out. Wait. Y'all not about... There's no Daniel LaRusso disrespect.
No, I mean, I rock with Karate Kid. Don't get me wrong.
Y'all don't... You
but
just dismissed Miyagi,
I don't think he was a bully, though. I don't think he was
a bully.
No,
he wasn't a bully, but he was an antagonist.
My boy was the bully. Because I just watched... We were talking about Cobra Kai last year.
Johnny.
That series is dope, but Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny's the bully.
He might have been, but he was an antagonist. Daniel's son was an antagonist.
But Daniel pulled old girl, though. He pulled her.
He might have pulled her. But, like, remember the night at the dance?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't even thinking about Daniel's son. And he went in there and put the water on dude. Hey,
they had picked on him, though, before
that.
That's him finding his moment.
Thank you.
Well, his moment got him really beat up.
I feel like you about to disrespect Mr. Miyagi, man. Cut it out.
I rock with Mr. Miyagi.
Watch this. Go ahead, man.
Look, first of all, Mr. Miyagi was exploiting a youth for labor.
No, he wasn't. How?
Got him to paint his fence and wash his cars.
For free.
All this other stuff.
He didn't even give him a shilling, but he did give him a car, though.
Okay, I'll give
him that. That was a nice car he gave him.
Fam won a tournament, though. It all turned out.
Yeah, but let you try to use that anywhere.
Joe Johnson was the same way, right?
he tried
that same foolishness when he went to Japan. It was over.
Yeah. That was a legal kick.
That was a legal kick.
You know, and then he barely got over when he beat Bruce Sato's nephew.
Fam pulled a knife on him, though, right?
I mean, yeah, that wasn't cool, but I'm just saying.
That wasn't cool.
And then in the third one.
In the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sorry, but this His karate was barely getting him by in all three of these movies.
He had mediocre
karate. I don't agree with this. How you mediocre and you win a tournament?
I mean, he did only have like two moves.
He won a tournament.
He knew good defense.
Fam, he
thanks
won.
Thanks to Mr. Miyagi. August, that's why you got to give Mr. Miyagi his credit.
He pulled,
because he taught him. He definitely taught him defense. Bruh,
he pulled the chick in every movie and won a tournament. Y'all are not making sense right now. Even in the one in Okinawa, he pulled the chick.
Pulling the chick mean you're good at karate?
Yeah, you focus on the wrong thing.
I'm not focused on the wrong thing, bro.
You could pull a chick back then if you had a BMX bike. If you had a mongoose, that's how I knew like there was something wrong with that movie where the bullies were soccer players.
Bro, he pulled the chick.
They play real cross.
They had dirt bikes.
Bro, he pulled the chick in Okinawa and won. Whatever you call it when it was on the island.
I was like, this school doesn't have a football team. There's a hierarchy here, and I don't understand what
you might
have
pulled a chick in Okinawa too if you had went there. You the new kid on the scene in a new country. You're interesting to
them. Now the standard's low in Okinawa?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
All right.
They didn't have a lot going on there.
Just saying, man.
Now this is interesting. Number three, I actually love this movie. Dottie Henson.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
She was cold. That movie is cold.
And she was a beast.
She was a beast.
What are you talking about?
A league of their own. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gina Davis. She was cold.
She was the best player in the league, too.
Facts.
Okay.
By far.
That's cool.
I'm not mad at this. I don't know where.
It makes a whole lot more sense than Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. It makes a lot more sense than Karate Kid.
All right. Roy Hobbs from The Natural.
I don't even know if I've ever seen that.
I've never even seen The Natural.
1984.
The Natural what sport?
Stop, man. It's baseball.
I know of the movie, but I was just
this
like,
is too high for me. This
I'd,
is way
I'd rather have the
me.
Kid from Rookie of the Year than him. I don't know.
I'd rather have Icebox from Little Giants.
Okay.
I'd rather have Snot Boogie.
Snot Boogie.
Snot Bubble.
Yeah.
From the
Stop, man.
I had to look him up. Snot Bubble.
All right, man. Number one is Rocky.
Yeah. That's right. That's the only correct
So why
answer.
Is Apollo Creed not in that?
Apollo, see.
He got he got beat.
Stop, yeah. Long.
Well, Ivan Drago should be in the top 10.
He should be way higher than 27. That's all I'm saying. Drago should be way higher.
They brought Drago back for the last Creed movie, and it made that movie so good.
Creed really ain't missed a mark. If they can stay on what they're doing, because there was a couple Rocky movies that had missed.
Hey,
but these Creed
both of the Creed movies are fire to me.
You know, the only Rocky movie that missed it had its own kind of charm was Rocky V.
Oh, the Tommy Gunn movie?
Yeah, I ain't like that one.
Okay.
That was still cool.
I got one randomly.
Who?
Cuba Gooding Jr. in Gladiator.
He's
you
on here.
See that movie?
Yeah, he's on here. I think he's on here. Like
that's my favorite boxing movie.
Yeah. They got Sanaa Lathan 16 from Monica Wright.
Is anybody from Remember the Titans on that list?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but technically it was based on real stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
They have
what about Michael Jordan from The Last Dance?
No, man.
Space Jam.
Adonis Creed is 20.
What about Bo Kimble from Heaven is a Playground? Is that on there?
No, I don't think that's on there.
Okay.
Here's another one. Willie
what
Beeman.
What about Cornbread?
Willie Beaman was 23. Willie Beaman is a little low because Jamie Foxx played, I think he played that role well.
What's this off of?
Willie Beaman from
Any
Given Sunday.
Mm. What about Friday Night Lights?
Shane Falco from The Replacement.
But based on real stories.
Yeah, okay.
So. Drago being 27th is what I don't agree with.
First of all, Apollo Creed, I watched Rocky III the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty, like, because you remember after he lost to Clubber Lang?
Yeah.
Apollo was like, I'm going to train you.
They got Apollo at 32 for the record.
And I'm looking at montages, and that whole time, Apollo had to be like, how did I let this punk beat me?
Like, Apollo was in shape.
Yeah, sorry. even for Rocky III when he wasn't even in boxing. Mm. I was like,
Mr. Miyagi's 33, hater.
He really wasn't an athlete, you know, though. I mean,
Mr. Miyagi did this.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
And caught flies with chopsticks.
I'll sleep on his impact. I wish Red August had a mic, because I think Red August would agree that Mr. Miyagi had way more impact.
I like Miyagi.
Not trying to play.
I like him.
Yeah, I rock with Miyagi. He didn't have
but
a
you
lot
talking
of,
about he need to be way higher.
He,
I don't
because he
don't
beat up those
that.
Kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you going to do that?
Child abuse and child labor exploitation.
He beat up like four kids at the same time. So
I feel you.
I'm saying that's got to rank him higher.
Now he beat up four kids. Now he a child abuse.
He beat up the bullies that were beating up Daniel Russo. And how high was he? 8 or 9?
This is bad.
Miyagi beat them all up.
He didn't beat the kids up.
And he was 72.
Yeah, he should have been higher ranked.
He didn't beat them kids up.
He didn't beat them up.
And he trained.
He protect Daniel. He didn't beat him up.
Is James Smith on this list?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
Where's Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan is lower.
Don't be grabbing my drink.
I thought that was me. I'm sorry. Malone is a hater, man. There's not. This is a few that are missed. They even got Doug from
Doug.
Well, I don't know. His,
thought she was gonna play with Marfro.
Yeah, his character's name is Sanka Coffee from
Cool Runnings. Cool based Runnings. On a true story.
Yeah,
it is. I don't know.
Some of these are like even this is a your little low for me.
Based on a true story.
Jimmy yeah. Chitwood should be higher because he was cold.
You know what? Hoosiers. This is probably gonna ruffle some feathers, but I've never seen Hoosiers.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know it either.
I saw it once in the 80s. I didn't feel like revisiting.
I feel like
it.
It's
sounds
a movie,
like a movie Jay Moore would definitely not like.
You know who should be in the top 10? Rudy.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and
based upon how many times they made us watch it in elementary school.
Yeah, they made y'all watch Rudy at school?
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, Sidney Dean and Billy Hoyle should be in the top 15 off GP as a duo.
Top 20.
Top 20.
Rudy made it.
All right, man, let's go to the next topic, man. I fool with Rudy.
You would have thought Rudy went to the league the way.
I know.
Right. I swear.
He made the team.
Yeah, he suited up. He played the last game. He got to play the trash hours.
Rudy daddy was trying to play him, though, low key. Until he got, you know. Well, his brothers was playing him. His daddy was with him, but his was playing
him. The only reason you know that is because of Anderson School Systems.
Where it was like required viewing?
We watched, I don't know how many times. I watched that more times.
Rudy a good movie, though. Are we going
to they trying to recruit y'all for Notre Dame or something?
Don't do that.
I don't think
don't
so.
Don't do that.
I mean, that's a serious question.
No.
I don't know. Be Catholics?
I don't know.
Why you say it like that?
Some.
Catholics. All right, man. Let's get into the next topic. It's clearly
let's
Jay Moore.
Get into the show.
If not, Jay Moore will hate on Mr.
Yeah, I'll
Miyagi
find some other reason to destroy your
Mr.
idols
Miyagi.
From the 80s.
Yeah, that's unfair. Your description and of Mr. Miyagi is unfair. For the record.
It's true when you brink about it, though.
All right, man. So I came across a list of top 10 artists that are claimed to have changed the game in hip hop. This is just, it's not a time frame. This is just period.
Okay.
Now, the reason I pulled this is because I want to see if you guys think now from, you know, what we know now, if there are some adjustments that need to be made, because I feel like there might be a couple of names that might be missing. For the majority, from what I saw, the list is cool, but I kind of want to run through it and see if there's anybody that's been left out. We've talked about regional hip hop before. We've talked about the South, West. We've been through that, but
let's get to it.
They defined it as just 10. So let's go. I'm going to go through the list and see what y'all think. I'm going to read the, do you guys want me just to read the list first?
Just read the list first.
Okay. All right. So we got Grandmaster Flash.
10? Or is it just,
what? It's just a list. Yeah. It's not numbered. We got Grandmaster Flash. We got Run DMC. Right, we have N.W.A. We have Tupac, Big, Missy Elliott, M, J, Outkast, Kendrick, and that's it.
This list is trash.
That's interesting.
It's not
completely trash.
It's not
but
super
it's,
bad.
It's kind of missing on some.
And this is most influential or what?
Change the game.
It's missing on some things because
Public Enemy jumped out to me.
Public Enemy.
That's one of
LL Cool J. Definitely changed the game in my personal opinion. As
no
far
rock
as,
him.
Yeah, no rock him.
What about Tribe? No.
I think they did, but I think the Outkast
is Outkast legit.
Is probably they're influenced by Tribe, but yeah. I can see Outkast change the game more than them.
Are you so you're cool with Outkast?
Yeah,
no, so, yeah, I'm definitely cool.
Let me ask you guys this: Does anybody think Kendrick is premature?
I do.
You do. Why you say that?
I think his accolades stand for something as far as like getting his music in the Smithsonian and winning a Grammy for the wrong album. I mean, he still should have run a Grammy for it, but it's just too early to tell as far as changing the game, because if we're talking about somebody we don't have a lot of Kendrick
copycats
or clones out here right now. It's That's too fair. Early. Kendrick has been around for what, 10 years?
Well, I mean, we kind of do, but it's hard to discern.
Who?
I'd have to hear some examples, Long, for Kendrick copycats.
Logic on that one album.
I mean, he copied a lot of people.
I feel like Isaiah Rashad sounds a lot like Kendrick.
He's influenced by him.
He's on the same label.
I can vouch for that.
I know, but he wasn't when he sounded like him.
True. Mm. I can vouch for that.
I feel like there's a lot of people that have his sound. I agree with you. I don't think Kendrick belongs on this list, but I do think he has influenced a lot of people just because of who he is and his sound and how he picks everything.
Let me ask you guys this.
Lil Wayne should be on that list.
What about Eminem, though? I don't think... Yeah, did Eminem... You should. Think he should?
I think absolutely. He should.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we see... If I were to play devil's advocate and use the copycat argument, I don't see any.
But Eminem?
Yeah.
You have to understand what Eminem did is influence people that may not have been in the hip-hop.
Okay.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying, start paying attention to it and maybe dive in and understand it and...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Become a piece of the culture. I can see Eminem.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's why this is conversation.
Like, to me, Eminem absolutely fits. And I'm not even a super huge Eminem fan, but he is because of kind of what Terry's saying. Like his ability to make white people feel safe and listen to hip hop. I know I'm butchering that, but you know what I mean when I say that.
I 100%.
You know, it's like, or maybe be more comfortable listening to it or whatever that is was a big thing.
Or the just amount, buying it.
The amount of rappers that wanted to rap because of 8 Mile.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
You know? I'm not mad at that.
You know, so I feel like, but plus, I mean, this is not to take away from his talent, but I feel like he absolutely,
stop back on there.
He absolutely changed that. I know you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Sorry.
Give me your mom's number at the end of the show.
Why you gotta talk about mom?
No, I'm gonna talk about you. No, but I think I think M's on. There's only two names on this list that I would probably omit.
Well, I think, what about Missy? I think Missy, from a visual standpoint, I think whatever. You don't think so, Jay Moore?
You know, if you're gonna give props to that, give it to Hype Williams. I'll give
definitely.
Yeah, but she was the face of it, though.
That's what I'm about to say, man.
True, but you know what? Busta Rhymes was, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Missy was a woman. I think we're underestimating the impact of her being a woman in that space,
yeah,
too.
I think Missy had more impact than I
So if we're talking about a woman being an impact on hip-hop, it would have to go to Lauryn Hill. Regardless of her lack of activity. Right. She definitely influenced women to have bars. Rhapsody is an example of that. Amongst other people.
But I think, I feel like LaRue, Rhapsody got girl. Just as much.
Yeah, Dominique LaRue.
Dominique LaRue.
She cutting that cloth.
But I feel like Rhapsody's just as much Missy as she is Lauryn Hill, though.
I don't know about that, but I
not in the beats she picks, but I feel like where she drives everything from. I mean, I could be wrong, but
Missy is like a unicorn, though. Like, I can't think of anybody else that's like her. So that's why I'm gonna say
he just doesn't make his he can't rap as well as or make a tune by himself.
Well, they work closely, so I might
he's no Magoo.
Don't do that. but with Missy, I just think visually the woman
Missy is tight musically as well. I ain't
musically, visually, and her being a woman and how cold she was at her craft, I think she's justified to be on here. To me, I would
influential.
Yeah, I wouldn't move her off the list. If in my opinion, I'd keep her.
But it's changed the game.
Yeah,
right?
Changed the game.
Because you got to think about it.
Has anybody followed in her footsteps?
No. Visually, I think people have tried.
Well,
I think
there are anybody who called Pipe Williams.
Yeah, I mean,
in a comment that somebody said no to Lauren and that Missy is an artist and a producer.
I guarantee I know
totally
who that
agree.
Was.
I totally agree with you on that.
But I think Lauren is probably more than Missy.
As far as with Lauren, her influence from that one album.
Yes.
Touched a lot of individuals.
Talk to them.
FMCs, so to
Talk
speak.
Talk to them.
Missy wore many hats.
Yeah.
And If I want to be 100, I prefer Missy to Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
That might get some people on my head too. But Lauryn Hill's her lyricism and everything like that influenced women to want to rap different.
I don't think
if everybody was trying to sound like Lil' Kim.
I don't think that's fair.
Or
I don't,
Foxy Brown.
I don't think Missy. Well, but see, that's why Missy doesn't have an album as good as Miss Education.
But see, that's why I don't think Missy or Lauryn Hill should be on the album, because, and if you're going to make a case for somebody, it should be Foxy or Lil' Kim, because all the women who are in hip hop right now, outside of Rapsy and a couple other people, are following Kim's in that lane.
Yeah, true. That's true.
You know, if you want to talk about, because I remember thinking, how would the world be different?
Yeah.
If, before Hardcore and Il Nana came out, if Lady of Rage could have got her album out that was supposed to be produced by Dr. Dre and DJ Premier.
That's fair.
That would have influenced female MCs in a whole nother lane. But now they said, okay, is this what we got to do to get on and make it? And that's what's been happening for the last 25 years.
I'm not mad at that, Jay Moore. I'm not mad at that, because Rage getting her shot with a project predominantly produced, if you will, by Dre, and we'll call it.
So is Lil' Kim supposed to be on that list?
I think so.
I think maybe Lil' Kim.
You talking about who changed the game and who's...
You know what? That's interesting, because I think I would probably put Lil' Kim above Missy and Lauryn.
That's what I was about to ask. Do we pull Missy and put Lil' Kim in there?
Definitely.
Is that what y'all saying?
I feel kind of weird, like, swapping Missy out for other women, but...
Because I think Missy's a better artist than Lil' Kim.
Because I think
that's
why they put her on here. They're just like, oh, we got to put a woman on here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
But if you want to talk about people who have influenced the culture and changed the game, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lil' Kim.
All right, so we got Pac. That goes without saying. NWA.
Does it really?
It does. It does.
How?
Pac's, I'll tell you how. Pac has people, has kids now that are wearing bandanas, that are embodying, what's my boy's name that did the video?
I mean, two of the hottest MCs right now were influenced by Tupac.
What's up?
J. Cole and Kendrick.
Yes. That counts, but I'm talking about, what's my boy's name? NLE Chopper.
NLE Chopper.
I did the video that was, everything was based off Pac.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You think about Boosie. Boosie embodies everything from a, you know, street standpoint, if you want to call it or whatever. He loves Tupac. Talks about him all the time. Pac.
He was Boopac.
Don't get me started on the titles we was coming up with. But Tupac's influences, come on, man. I just think it's obvious.
I agree.
It's everywhere. NWA, I'm not mad at that either. Like, I'm cool.
No, because NWA
cool
was
that.
Like, that was a shift.
Yeah.
Like,
things changed.
It literally tilted the attention. I mean, don't get me wrong, East Coast was still doing its thing, but like, it tilted things towards the West Coast for several years.
Thank you. Run DMC, I'm not mad at that.
Run DMC was on Sesame Street.
Would you say, Long?
I don't know. That to me, the two that I would cut would be Run DMC and
There's
Kendrick.
Absolutely no way to cut Run DMC.
You can't cut Run DMC, dog.
You sure?
Yeah,
I'm positive.
You can't cut them.
Run DMC is the first rap group that actually seen a huge financial success and had a tennis shoe endorsement with Adidas. We're touring all over the world.
Crossed over with Aerosmith.
We're on Sesame Street. Crossed over with Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Well, no, I think with Run DMC,
you just can't cut Run DMC because
it went from
that's fair.
That's what took it out of, like, for lack of a term, like kind of the disco era. You know,
their reign just didn't last long.
Now that's different. That's a different argument. But I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at it.
Depends on how you gauge it, because if we're talking about the 80s,
I'm not mad at
early 80s. Run DMC reigned supreme. Like, nobody was messing with Run DMC.
But I'm not mad at him though, because
it was over by 93.
That's about.
But think about how old hip-hop...
There was a shift.
Think about how old hip-hop was at that time. They were the first rap group to have 5 albums.
So look,
that was a big deal at
the time.
So look
at this. You remember... what's this joint with Easy in the video? Down with the King.
Yeah.
That was like Pete Rock. That was...
Like
early
95?
90s? Mid-90s?
No, like 92.
Okay, if you want to count from there, I'd cut it off there. After that, then I don't know what really was going on.
And here's what I'll say, too. I don't think that my comment based upon their reign specifically being long matters in the sense of their influence.
No, I feel you. I feel you.
You know, I think it's just, I missed it. And
yeah,
by the time I got around to listening to hip hop and stuff, it was like 96, 95,
oh, so
96.
Yeah, if that's when you got into hip hop and you try to put on Sucker MCs, it's like
I missed that.
That shit would have been awkward.
I missed it. So I've never had been able to go back.
No, but I remember, you know, I remember how big of a deal it was just the fact that they were on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
Like,
yeah.
The fact that here's this, and plus it transitioned hip hop out of like the disco era from when cats was wearing like the they was out there looking like Africa Bambaataa and everybody had on like the feathers and chains.
Shoulder pads.
To where they were kind of like almost trying to be like punk rock a little bit, you know, with a little bit of hip hop flair. To where, okay, we're going to have on the Godfather hats and the leather jackets and the gold chains. Like, that just, when you talk about hip-hop
dressed
fashion,
like neighborhood kids. Yes.
You know, that was a big deal. I think, you know, like I said, I someone needs to get out off this list to make room for Rakim and LL.
Mm. What about Biggie? Because there's going to be people that will say, well, Biggie only had two albums. So
might be true, but the thing about Biggie was his delivery was so
different. He influenced a generation.
Yeah, his delivery was so different. The way his stanzas and his bars flowed together definitely influenced even artists that were already out to be like, okay, I need to kind of get my pen game up a little
bit. You gotta look at it. He's a big dude with style,
flashy,
fly.
I mean, so was Heavy D though.
Heavy D too. Heavy D too. Yeah, Heavy D also.
But this is also where I have to put it in there for Big, because he, along with Puff Daddy, showed people how to create modern hip hop albums that could appeal to the street, but also how you could get on the radio and sell records.
Mm-hmm. Because shout like out to
if
Diddy
it,
too.
Because honestly, if leave it up to Big, he'd have had a whole album full of Machine Gun Funk,
definitely,
you know, and Unbelievable. True. Which, you know, is that's fine, but you know, if we want to, we got to have something for the radio if we really want to sell this record nationwide.
So
we better have
Biggie and Puff,
Warning and Juicy and Big Papa, and you can do whatever you want with the rest of the album, but we gotta have at least three singles. And I think that's how a lot of hip-hop was made going forward, because you know, I know, because there was a big discussion on our social media about, you know, what the things I said about Illmatic last week.
Oh my god,
but the thing is, feathers. You know, that's what Nas did not have.
Mm.
He didn't have a song for the radio. So not it was harder for the people at Columbia. And Columbia Records didn't know how to work hip hop records.
Yeah.
You know, that was another thing. Like, that was not a label that I don't even know if they had what you would call a black music department, which is a crazy thing to say out loud, but that's what it was. That's what it is now. So if you don't have people who have those relationships and know how to get in these rooms and try to actually say, oh, can we go for ads this week? You know, if you've anybody who's ever been around radio, you know how that whole game is played. You know, then it's hard for you to actually sell records. Even in 1994, you could be on the cover of The Source and you could get the five mics. But if you don't have something for radio to play, that's a main component you sell in your record. Yeah. So that was the difference between Ready to Die and Illmatic. Illmatic didn't have anything that could sell a record.
And shout out to Puff, because we heard the story, saw the movies and all that. He was the one that would not let that pass. He was like, we got to have something for the radio. We got to have a B-side, but we got to have this.
So. You got to see, this is somebody that was coming off of Jodeci and Mary J. Blige success. But he saw how going forward,
and it took Jay-Z a minute to figure out how to work the balance. But by the time he got to Volume 2, you know, like I said, when you look at Ready to Die and then Life After Death, that is the modern blueprint of how you create and market hip hop albums.
I can dig that.
I can dig that.
And people need to know how to differentiate having a song and a video on MTV and BET versus having airplay on the radio.
Facts. I'm not mad at that.
What about, I feel like NWA is a no-brainer.
Yeah. You want me to go back through it?
Well, no, I'm looking at him here. I feel like Outkast is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Outkast is the only group that we have on here, like, from the South.
Best group ever, in my opinion, and by far the best group out the South.
There's two that I'm going to bring up.
Oh, you got another? Give me two real quick, because we got to make sure we get to, halftime, quote-unquote. But go ahead.
Well, maybe we shouldn't talk about sports for so long. But
say that.
So,
don't do that, man.
Now, I know this is like leading off, but what about Grandmaster Flash? What
game? You have to
be
include
careful,
him.
Be careful. Be
you
careful.
Have to include him because he's the first rapper to actually introduce.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But
Lone, you got to count.
You know
that,
what?
Though.
Like, what did he introduce?
He introduced.
Yeah. What did he introduce?
He started rapping.
No, that's not what it is. So like, all right. So people that always say, like, right nowadays it's so big to
chill, man.
To be into being open about yourself and maybe mental health and things of that nature and what's going on out here in the streets and being honest. So the message was that song. Was actually the first hip hop song.
I wish
to
kind of
start the real what's really going on type thing.
I can dig that.
Okay.
I from the message, well, right?
You know what?
And they shot a video with it and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's big, bro. That's big.
So I get that. I guess I was just trying to, I was just challenging it because the phrasing was change the game, right?
Yeah.
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 And so, like, if he's like at the very beginning of it, realistically he kind of set the table for everything else that we're talking about. That's the only thing I was going to get at.
Well, if we're going to go there, if you want to talk about change the game, then we have to go just a step back further and say, and I know everyone wants to say, oh, there was a fake group or whatever, but you got to give it to the Sugar Hill Gang, because without the Sugar Hill Gang, we don't even make records.
Yeah.
That was the first pressing. That took it out of the park and said, wait a minute, you can make a record and be on the
radio.
They
put it on wax. That's true. They put it on wax.
And tour. Now, and the thing is, everybody's like, oh, they were a fake group. They just put together. I was like, first of all, you didn't know that until you watched some documentary. I don't want to hear anybody get mad and chatter in the comments if you weren't in the South Bronx in 1978. Because I didn't know that story about, you know, Grandmaster Caz and through Big Bang Hank some rock. You know, that was something that came later, because when
I saw it in
I'm not mad at that.
All I know is when that record used to come on, it used to make people feel good and they would party. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I can dig it.
But I can see Grandmaster Flash or... I
like the set the table argument. I understand.
But beyond
Sugar Hill Gang, you can make the whole set the table argument as well.
You could.
Beyond that, though, make the argument for Jay-Z. Because didn't he just piggyback off of Biggie?
I wouldn't say that.
The whole thing about it is
people were paying. When Jay-Z says blueprint, he literally was laying a blueprint for everybody to follow.
Let me ask this question.
And people were doing it.
Let me be more specific.
But right. Jay-Z took me, the let, big hold on, blueprint let, that yeah, I just
say,
talked
I want to hear what you say. Yeah. I want to hear what
well,
you say.
Well, let me be more specific. Yeah. When did Jay-Z change it? Like, what about his monumental career was it that, what did he actually change?
Consistently dropping an album every summer that was good and that was charting, and to Jay Moore's point, was on the radio literally every single year.
Culturally, you got to think about
the longevity of
longevity is one, and the product. I mean,
product
is not a weak product.
Think about you could just pull random stuff from Jay and be like,
even from showing people how to dress.
I was about to say that. You remember clothes era, the things that he was saying in those records really changed culture.
I get,
like, of the bars that he was saying really, 30s and new, like, what was that, 30s and new 20?
That was corny.
I guess I don't.
Don't do that, Jay. Don't do that, Jay Moore. What was it? Was it 40? What was the numbers? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I know
what
you're talking about.
That was corny.
But it had impact, though, corny or not. Like, people start wearing button-ups, people start wearing S-dots, people start wearing
shoes,
yeah,
clothes.
Like, he had a huge impact on the culture.
They were, you know who's missing from this list, though, is Master P. Master P does not get his props for what he brought to the game. Without Master P, there will be no Rockefeller Records, because he gave them the blueprint on how to do that on your own.
Well, no, because Rockefeller was out
but they weren't able... Rockefeller got a deal through somebody.
Right.
They weren't able to get the... Rockefeller was actually following what Master P was doing. Master P was out beforehand.
If we keeping it above...
He got known
around the same time
as a lot of other people, but he was already doing his thing. As far as being an independent artist and showing people how to really get to it, Master P is absolutely... one of the people that should be on that list.
I'm not mad at this.
Maybe they're just trying to go with
I'm not
artistically,
mad at
because we're going to talk about business wise, and then Jay definitely deserves to be on there.
100%.
Baby deserves to be on there.
Yeah.
A lot of these cats from the South.
E-40.
You know, then E-40. To me. You know, if we're talking about business, then we got to take it in a whole other direction.
I guess that's my
point. E-40 been independent longer than anybody.
I guess that's my thing with Jay, though. Like, I don't feel like he, like, legitimately created something brand new.
What about Lil Wayne, though? Y'all don't think Lil Wayne should be on that
list? Now, Lil Wayne has, there are kids right now.
He has a lot of kids in the culture that look exactly like Lil Wayne.
He's
got a lot of kids
when he first came out. Like, you can see Kodak Black look just like Lil Wayne.
Kodak Black, Young Thug.
Young Thug.
Migos.
Uzi Vert. All these kids look just like Lil Wayne.
Island Boys.
Yeah, they all look like.
I ain't gonna do that to Lil Wayne. I ain't gonna do him like that.
Yeah, we keep them out of that. But all these kids look just like Wayne.
I guess, I don't know. Like,
Wayne got a huge influence. The more
in depth that we talk about it, the more like I'm getting into the nuance and getting a little bit, I don't want to say confused, but I'm just like picking it apart. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. Like, what do we consider changing the game? You know,
that means,
like,
that means this is a good topic there.
Yeah. Better than the sports ones, maybe.
Come on, man. All right, man. Let's Red August.
Mike said he was going to have a seventh quarter moment.
I know.
Don't do that, man. Can we do, can we shout out the partners real quick? Thank you, Red August.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. Sun King Brewery is what we're drinking on every episode. Check out their many local locations, and they might just be selling in your city if you're not in Indianapolis. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Boom.
Thanks, Red August, with the extra hand movement. I see you over there producing. I see you, brother. Shout out to the chat. Saw some Lauryn Hill hate and Biggie hate in the chat, but I ain't going to go down that road. Yeah. Certain people hate Lauryn Hill, man, and it's sad. But
I feel like if there was 20 people on here, Lauryn Hill would be in the list. I feel like Master P would be on the list. I feel like
a few extras we could add.
As much as I like Kendrick, I just don't see him on that list.
I'm a huge Kendrick fan, but that's premature. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Probably put Future on there before, and maybe Young Thug on there before I'd put Kendrick, maybe.
Yeah, Kendrick. Kendrick is premature on that list.
So then that probably derives from Wayne a little bit too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So
Weezy could.
T-Pain?
Yeah, there's an argument that can be for for Kanye too.
Like, if you take Kendrick off.
Wow. Honestly, now that I think about it, how is Kanye not on this list?
That's
at all?
A good point. List.
If you take
Over Kendrick.
Yeah. If you take Kendrick off, I have no problem with that. If you put Weezy in Kendrick's spot, I have no problem with that. No problem with
If you take Kanye off or Jay-Z off and put Kanye in there?
My own desire killing Jay-Z tonight.
And I think Jay-Z is one of the most important figures ever in hip-hop.
I like where you're going, though. I like where you're going.
But Kanye is definitely a huge influence.
100%. 100%.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He's one of the only artists.
I'm going to get to the next.
And we just talked about this prior. Kanye's on the verge of being an old school rapper.
Yeah.
He's already there. So is Wayne.
He's one of the cats that the young people still pay attention to.
Yeah.
So Kanye can do whatever he wants and drop an album tomorrow, and people from the ages of our age on down, are going to check for it.
That's fair.
Indeed.
All right, man. So let's go to this next topic. There's a book that's going to be coming out on Conflex. It's called Dummy Boy, Tekashi 6ix9ine and the 9 Trey Gangsta Bloods.
Oh, great.
Dude.
Great. Sounds like a great book.
Yeah.
Man, sounds like a book I'm not going to read.
And this guy made a con.
Is it a picture book?
Yeah. might have a lot of pictures in it. Might have slides and pictures and stuff. But there's a guy.
Tekashi fans.
He's pretty much talking about, this kid's story. And we all know the story about him and the 9 Trey and all that type of stuff. But there's one angle on here.
Snitches get stitches.
Somebody wrote a book about
actually
it?
They don't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to read. Let me read this passage long. Sorry. And then I want to see what y'all think. Now, the author of the book says, this was a time in American life when the highest levels of government, the leader of the executive branch, would publicly troll people. would say outrageous things for attention and would inspire cult-like loyalty from people who didn't care about the literal truth or what he was saying. It was his trolling and insults that made these people feel like he represented them. It's no surprise that the biggest rap star in 2018 also fits that description.
I don't agree.
So this guy's saying pretty much that in a Trump-led society, Tekashi 6ix9ine was able to thrive because he was kind of like the president.
That's a reach, man. It's almost like you're trying
the biggest
to
artist of
you're
2018?
Trying to,
hey,
you're trying to put two pop culture icons together. You're trying to marry him for no reason.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about somebody that's trolling,
yeah,
somebody that's giving you the blueprint of trolling is 50 Cent. And he started trolling people in the early 2000s.
That's
and has been consistent ever since.
He was trolling people how to rob, and that was
exactly
the late 90s.
Exactly.
That's fair.
That has nothing to do with Trump.
I don't even think Tekashi 6ix9ine is trolling. I just think he's an idiot.
No, he is
he's trolling.
I think he's trolling.
He's an idiot also, but he's trolling. Yeah,
it's almost
trolling.
Like whoever's writing this didn't know anything about the internet. Because the internet does not have anything to do. I mean, it does because Trump used it as a platform. But to marry the two, Tekashi and Trump.
You don't see any correlation, though?
No, I mean, I see two trolls.
That's what he's saying, though.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that he wouldn't exist
if it
without
wasn't for
Trump.
Okay.
And that's not true because there's many Trumps. Trolls. The National Enquirer has been trolling people
exactly
for 30, 40 years. So this is nothing new. He just learned how to use his platform.
So let me ask you
to
this.
Make money.
Let me ask you this then. Let me say it this way. With his trolling and him, you know, being affiliated with Nine Trey and all whatever, however you want to call it, whatever happened.
Paying the money. They had him on payola. That's why he snitched on everybody.
He
was tired of paying out
definitely
money.
Was a was the bread. You know what I'm saying? He definitely was the bread and he definitely was paying them. We know that part. So if you guys think that this would have been do you think it would have been received the way it was? Because Lone, you looked at me when he said 2018, biggest rapper, right? Whatever we want to call it.
Who was
that.
The biggest rapper?
This I'm
going saying that he was?
Yes.
I'm going off what I read on the comment look from the author,
trying
right?
To sell books in the sleaziest way.
Don't do that. Do we think Tekashi 6ix9ine would have been able to make that rise? I don't know.
He'd have been able
5
to do
years
he'd have been
5
able to,
years
if Jimmy
ago
Carter
from 2018.
Was president, he'd have been able to do
yeah,
it.
So man. You're saying it still was going to work.
That's just the nature of the internet and social media and
okay.
foolishness.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like where you're
out.
Going with it in my opinion. I like where you're going with it.
I don't like it at all.
Because that's the era the trolling
what does that have what does that have to do with Trump?
Huh?
Trump did invent trolling.
He's not saying that he invented it though. He's saying that the guy in the highest position in the world is a troll and that may have a trickle down effect to how things are received.
He's saying that 6ix9ine wouldn't exist if Trump was never president.
Yeah, if he wasn't in a Trump world.
I don't know, man.
That makes absolutely no sense, man.
I don't know if what I'm saying is I don't know if he would have been as successful. If it wasn't in the times that we're in now, that's me.
I don't understand how people are putting it with Trump.
He'd have probably been more successful because there, you know, if you don't have Trump sucking up a lot of the air in the room, then there's more air for Tekashi 6ix9ine to be a troll. Like,
possibly, I don't really see the correlation. Like, I feel like
let me read the headline, Lone. The headline I'm coming right to you. 6ix9ine's fame could have only happened in Trump's America, according to the author. That's what
say that again. I wasn't paying attention.
6ix9ine's fame could have only happened in Trump's America, according to the Dummy Boy author.
So when he says Dummy Boy, is he referring
that's
to himself as the author or 6ix9ine?
You know,
look, man,
you know better.
Maybe I have to read the article or maybe I have to read the book or something to understand this.
I'm not doing either.
The fine nuances.
It's like we're trying to find a reason to keep Tekashi relevant.
But I'm not.
What I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to read it, though, because one, he was irrelevant when apparently he was the biggest artist in the world.
He definitely was not.
He's like talking about Trump or Kanye. Like, I don't care to give him any type of airway. I don't think he's trolling apparently he's trolling some. I don't know. I think he's just an idiot. But
Tekashi might have wrote this.
But I don't know. I don't
actually,
know.
I'm not. You know what happened? We've been trolled. We've been trolled.
Have we been trolled?
We're talking about this book that none of us are going to read. We have, okay,
we have been
successfully
trolled. We have been successfully. Yeah, I don't see it though because to me it does. I'm trying to find the logical element, and there just isn't.
You can't
one.
Find
I can't
there
find
just
it.
It just sounds like somebody's like, "Oh, here's a cool idea. Okay. What if I can marry this idea with this over here, and then
I'm good.
Take this piece of thread and pull them." I just don't see it. Like Tekashi, Trump. Right. Trump would have been Trump without Trump. Has been Trump his entire life. Tekashi's probably been Tekashi his whole life. Like
when
his rise to fame
with his poop kickers on.
I think
King Sierra's.
I see.
I feel like that. If anything, it says less to the fact. I don't think it has less to do with Trump and more to do with what Jay Moore said about technology and the social media and how easily. How much access and he learned how to troll people in the technology space. That's the only thing. But as far as like marrying them two together, no. Nah,
you don't see it.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Personally.
Like Birdman says, I respect it.
I
see where he was going. I see where he was going, but I understand what y'all saying.
I ain't giving him none of that.
You ain't going. Clearly, y'all, all three of y'all not going. You know.
All three of y'all.
All three of y'all. Y'all not going.
I just feel like. And maybe I'm a little bit biased because I don't want to give him any of my time either. I don't even want to give him mental space.
I'm trying to remove myself from that because I'm in that space
as
well.
I've never
listened to
a Tekashi 6ix9ine release.
Me neither.
He just yells really loud.
That's it, Long?
I mean, I've only heard like two of his songs ever.
Yeah, I'm too old for that.
So.
Next. All
right, man. Yeah, Terry said next.
Wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up. I'm moving on to the next
one. Next.
I didn't see this one. Terry put it in the... chat, appreciate you, brother. But Future was on Instagram, and I don't know who got him in his feelings, but he said
somebody put
a battery in this young man's back. He said, in the streets,
hey, young,
I'm bigger than Jigga. Obviously, he's related to Jay-Z, we just talked about in the list. But Future pretty much saying he's bigger than Jay in the streets. Mm.
In the streets,
here's my thing, man.
What poll were they taking in the streets to where?
Hey, which streets are they?
Which streets are we talking about?
Listen, man.
He said just Atlanta.
Yeah, he said clearly Future thinking about just Atlanta because I just don't see it, man. Now we talked about Future's influence in previous topics, and I don't listen to Future music. I've always said Future music don't connect to me. It never will, and that's cool. But I'm not gonna cap and say he doesn't have the influence. Future's influence is huge.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Jay-Z though? Come on, man.
You know how I feel about Future.
Come on, man. Even if you think Future music trash and you don't listen to it and whatever.
Hey, in the years post Outkast, somebody had to rep the dungeon.
Don't associate. You know
put
that bothers
them on not in their album.
Yeah, you know that bothers me. Don't do that. But not Jay though. In the streets, yeah. It got to be the streets of Atlanta and maybe the South because I just
nah,
don't.
Probably
I,
just
I,
Atlanta.
I just don't see it, man. I just don't see Jay at this point. I just don't see
somebody
it.
From Memphis ain't saying Future is bigger than Jay-Z.
Nah. I just don't see it, man. Like I mean, A for effort. Somebody must have got him in his feelings, and I think the line about somebody playing ball with your son might have bothered him a little bit. Mm. He might still be mad about that.
I mean, is
I don't
it
know.
Is he trying to quit? I feel like Jay-Z is just this figure that has ascended. I don't even know what I'm referencing here. There's like this idea of the once you evolve as a person in a species, eventually you turn into nothing and. Nothingness and you become part of everything. I feel like Jay-Z's like on that path and Future's still here.
And I'm gonna tell you what gas Future too is he brought Kanye out for a performance and he says, I'm the only one to get Ye to pull up whenever, wherever.
I'm pretty sure Jay-Z can get him to pull up whenever he wants you to.
But who cares?
Everything I do is legendary
is
or it
God.
Won't get done. That's what Future said.
Kanye is not God.
Do you
who
realize
cares?
Jay-Z wouldn't show up to any of these little nasty festivals that y'all think are important even if you told him he's going to be the headliner?
Wouldn't do it.
Like these festivals, all these Rolling
Louds.
They
can't even pay him enough money.
Like, you know, for Jay to leave his house.
Yeah.
whatever
what's
it is.
What's the bag? The bag is got to be.
I can't even imagine.
I don't know what the
y'all
bag
must have forgot. Y'all never got to see what Jay's crib looked like on Cribs.
Yeah.
Was it rubbing two things?
No, nah, he didn't
stop.
Do it.
He ain't even do it.
Shouts to Redman.
He said, yeah. I'm too big for this.
Yeah.
Way back then, too big.
Yeah.
I just don't see a future. And, you know, you can put out records and continue to do that. That's cool. But outside of Bankhead and,
hey,
you know,
maybe him and Kanye Decatur are really good friends that. And he can call Kanye.
But he did stunt when he said that because Kanye
that
did stunning? Come out. He had a stunt. He
how
was like, man, I call you.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I'm sorry. Doesn't Jay-Z have a whole back, album with Kanye West?
This kind of goes back
tour
to
with him.
To saying
he brought him out on when he leaves.
Exactly. Yeah. You
brought
never
him out,
though. Never heard Watch the
festivals.
Throne?
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, man. I'm just
you
saying.
Don't have an album with this guy.
The audacity.
You have an album with Drake.
Get Ye to come out whenever,
whatever. That ain't taking nothing away from Drake, but.
It ain't Jay-Z.
And this doesn't even take anything away from Future except the fact that it's just not
it's
right.
Alone.
Not
I'm the only one can get Ye to pull up whenever,
who
wherever.
I bet cares. You Kim can.
Don't do that. Don't.
She might have just left Pete's house.
I'm just so mad that he's using that. Kanye
as
his
a measuring
point.
Stick. Yeah,
yeah, like Kanye is not a measuring stick for anything.
He Listen. Might be, though.
No, he's not.
That kind of goes back to the most influential that he should have been on that list.
Red Dog is get your
but
boy, man.
I see what you're saying. Jay-Z can absolutely tell him to pull up whenever. Beyonce can absolutely tell him to pull up whenever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think you forgot who the
all
Carters
all
really are.
All I'm saying
are.
Is this, and I can't believe I'm in this position of, you know, right? I'm on the Future side of this. So
you're just presenting it.
I'm presenting it, but all I'm saying is,
are you on Future side here?
No, I'm not completely on
Please
it.
Tell us your argument.
No, what I'm saying is, let's not downplay Future's impact on the culture. I'm not saying he's bigger than Hov.
That's not what this conversation is about.
I'm just saying, let's not down.
When you come at Jay-Z like that, you have to
you're
be
right.
like
you're
you.
Right.
You're inviting it.
You're right. You're right.
You can't say, "Oh, I'm bigger than the biggest artist in hip hop."
You don't
streets,
have your
though,
own color
in the
you
streets. Does that
color.
Matter? Does that matter?
Jay-Z has his own color.
What streets?
Red August, get your boy, man. What streets?
Look, there are streets where if Future showed up, they'd be like, who is that?
Yeah.
You're right.
There's no street that you
not
can show
Not Russell Wilson Street.
Yeah. Now, there's no streets you could show up and Jay-Z show man. Up and it wouldn't. Every thug, every weirdo, every killer would want to take a picture with Jay-Z.
That's true. I think Future mad that Russell Wilson is labeled as a nerd, but he got like 3 times more money than him. And he got Sierra.
Hey, it's
happy.
In to be a nerd.
Huh?
It's in to be a nerd.
People be dissing Russell Wilson.
If you
want to
call him
like
a nerd.
Cool
first
guy.
Of all.
And he's got way more money than
because first of all, when people talk about Russell Wilson, they're like, oh, yeah. First of all, Russell Wilson is a professional football player.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If you put me up, if there was going to be a fight between a professional football player and an on and off drug user, I'm taking the football player every single time.
And a what?
On and off drug user who makes beats.
Percocet. Molly Perkins
said. He said an on and off drug user.
Well,
you went from football player to on and off drug user.
Like,
to make
you
it
mean, like, you know, it,
that's wow. a comparison you can make, though.
That's tough.
Because
I
that's
mean,
a baby daddy and a husband.
Look, it is.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if ladies, if you are dating somebody and they got, if they got some unprocessed hate against Russell Wilson on behalf of Future, you probably should get out of that relationship.
That's fair.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with Russell Wilson from what I see.
Well, no, because weirdos and dope fiends think he's not cool as Future.
Why Sierra want him? Why would she want to be with somebody that owns a soccer team and is an NFL quarterback?
I'm sorry
and make a
that
whole
I brought
bunch
Russell
of money.
Up. I didn't mean to. Like,
yeah, that. Like that's what they be saying. No, he corny, man. Who wants to own?
But they're
part
people,
of a soccer
but, you know,
team
people,
and all that.
There,
like,
there are people
who wants
in,
to do that
in Future's lane who think that Jay-Z is corny? You know, now that he wears suits and yeah. owns businesses and doesn't use double negatives all the time. Like, it's just
people need to grow up.
Yeah, Jay-Z a cornball for.
Having
raising
a family.
His kids,
We're having
and
his
having
life
a family,
together.
Yeah. Don't nobody want to hear that. He
getting
he
married, doing no, all that, doing all that corny stuff.
He ain't got no illegitimate kids or nothing.
Yeah,
he's just born.
Jay-Z's supposed to be on food stamps. Like that's the way they see.
And this
it.
Goes back to what I was saying about Jay. Like I feel like if we're not talking about the artistry and the music yeah. aspect of it,
yeah,
the whole embodiment of Jay-Z,
yeah.
there might not be anybody
Who's
higher
more,
on that list.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But
that's
when
fair.
We talk just about what he's done as far as the music elements. And style, I don't know. I feel like he's always kind of had his own thing, and it's always been kind of part of something else in a way. It's never been like straight crazy drastic, but I don't know.
Jay is that dude, though.
Consistency.
Consistency. Jay's that guy. All right, Future. So we gonna say you out of your mind on this one, brother.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
How much time do we have left?
We got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
I just wanted, before we got out of here, I don't think it would be right if we didn't say a rest in peace to Kango Kid.
Yes.
From UTFO.
Yes.
You know, one of those groups from the early 80s that once again laid the groundwork for this. When we talk about anybody who gets a little money in hip hop, you know what I'm saying? If it weren't for the UTFOs, Houdinis, Run DMCs,
yes,
those people who took it to the next level on a commercial level and showed, hey, we can get money and actually talk about this and
yes,
have magazines and put it on the radio and then now do podcasts. Like, those are the groups that really laid the groundwork. So yeah, shout out to the Kango Kid. I didn't want us to get out of here without saying
this. I'm glad you said
55,
that.
55, only 55.
I'm glad you said that. And there's a video that I saw, which was, you know, it's crazy. It's DMX bringing him out on stage.
Yeah. DMX had a lot of love for the old
Brother
school
tonight
artists.
Actually brought up a good point. The bassist from The Roots died as well.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes,
yeah,
I forgot
Hub.
About that. And yeah. I'm at fault because I always lump The Roots in together. You know what I'm saying? So individually, once you get outside of Quest,
Leonard Hubbard,
you get outside
Hubbard.
Of.
I've seen them live with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bass lines and things that he was doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you haven't seen a Roots show, there's a part in the show where they do stuff that's hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's not even their own thing. It's whatever's hot.
Shows. Yeah.
And
I haven't seen yet.
Hub was nuts on that bass. The shows that I've seen.
Yeah.
The one that always had the nature stick in his mouth, for those that don't know. But he was a dope member of The Roots before they got done popular.
Any video that I've watched them and rock, like, Bam was nice with it. Yeah. Bam was nice with it. So, you know, to your point. So, rest in peace to him, man. He's
original member.
Yeah, yeah, original. And, you know, I try not to lump them together, but I always just say The Roots. So, it's kind of hard to pick through there. But I know who you're talking about, especially when you describe them and you go back and listen to certain things and watch performances. Fam was nice with it. So rest in peace to those brothers, man. Just continue to lose a lot of people in hip hop, which is crazy. But salute to those brothers. Rest in peace and condolences to their families as well. All right, man, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. As always, say go to Google, search The New Old Heads. Anything you find, like, subscribe. The bell, there's a bell there. There's a Patreon. Sign up for that. Pay for that. We appreciate y'all. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
A minute.
Peace.